If you are a real estate investor or you want to be a real estate investor and you want money and funding for your deals, regardless of your credit, regardless of your income, and regardless of your experience in real estate investing, don't go anywhere because we're getting ready to plug you into the money in just a moment. Well, welcome to the Jay Connor Show. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, broadcasting to you here from Eastern North Carolina, specifically Morehead City, North Carolina. And I'm excited to again to have co-hosting the show with me today, my good friend, fellow real estate investor and personal development mind coach, Chaffee Nguyen. Hello, Chaffee.
Hello, Jay. And hello, everyone else out there.
So how is Chicago today, Chaffee?
Chicago is awesome.
Awesome. Same here in Eastern North Carolina.
Nice and sunny and bright outside.
Exactly. So, Chaffee, before we plug them into the money, let's first tell folks what we are doing here on the Jay Connor Show. In fact, Chaffee, you've hosted other shows with me. I always started out as to what we do here. Guess what? It's your lucky day on this show. How about tell folks what in the world is the Jay Connor Show and what do we talk about here?
Well, Jay, we talk about you. I'm just kidding. We talk about private money, how to get private money, how to get money in your pocket, how to use private money, and also other real estate tips and strategies and techniques, because even though you're the private money authority, a lot of people don't realize that you do the full gamut in terms of real estate. One of the things that I love about you and your business is that you've automated your business, and you teach people how to automate that entire business process. So in future podcasts, I'm sure you're going to go into that automation piece. You're going to go into how to find deals, how to fix deals, how to work with contractors, a bunch of other things. And then one of the things that I also love about you is you also talk about the personal development side of things, the thing that happens between the ears, right? The gray matter, how to use that to be successful, because as we both know, you can have the checklist of what to do and still people won't succeed. And why not? It's because what's happening between the ears, right? And if we can get the mindset piece right, if we can help people understand how to think about things the right way, then they'll go about doing things the right way and achieving that success. So not only giving them
absolutely,
helping them achieving it.
Perfect. Well, and folks, also, we want you to be engaged with us. We love answering questions. So, you know, if you are watching on YouTube here on this show, then right below the video down there in the comments section. First of all, we love to know where you're from. So obviously we got your username, but, you know, go ahead and type in your city and state where you're from. We love to know where you're tuning in from. Subscribe to the channel so you don't miss out on future episodes. And of course, you like what you're learning here, give us a thumbs up below. If you're listening on iTunes, also subscribe so you don't miss out. And also, we'd love for you to rate the show and leave us a review so you keep us motivated to bring in the information to you. All right, Chaffee, we promised them just a moment ago that we're going to plug them into the money for funding of your real estate deals, regardless of experience, credit, or verification of income. What we have waiting for you, everybody, is we've got an online class right now, on demand, free online class that will give you the five steps of exactly how to get to the private money, what private money is, and the five steps to get it. So here it is, everyone. Of course, this is going to be in the show notes as well. If you're, you know, riding down the road, listening to the podcast. So the URL is www.jayconner.com/money podcast. So that's jayconner.com/money podcast. And also, Chaffee, tell the folks what we've got for them at the end of that online class.
Yeah, so when you watch the online class all the way to the end, at the very end, you have an opportunity to sign up for a strategy session that will help you figure out where you're at and give you some tips and advice on where you want to go. And this is a live person that you're talking to. So it's not just an online checklist or something that you fill out, questionnaire. It's a chance for you to actually schedule a time to sit down and talk with a live person that will listen to where you're at today and where you want to go and help you put the steps together to get there. So live strategy session.
Perfect. Perfect. And I tell you what, Chaffee, you know, you and myself, we have been students of personal development. No matter what business you're in, what kind of relationships you're in, we've both been big time students of that. Oh, ever since our early 20s. In fact, one thing we always do towards the end of the show is we talk about some personal development strategies, which we will cover in this show. But before that, Chaffee, let's let everybody know, what are we going to talk about in this show as it relates to real estate investing?
So one of the main sources, now in the later show, you're going to talk, you're going to tell people, or you're going to talk about how to find private lenders. Right, you're going to go through all the steps and all the different processes on where to find them, how to find them, what to say to them, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the primary places that I've found private money in the past, and that a lot of people that you work with and that I've worked with find private money in the past, are people that have self-directed IRAs. And most people don't know that if you have a self-directed IRA or a retirement account, that you can actually use that money to invest or buy and invest in real estate. And so I think, Jay, this episode, you're going to talk all about that, right?
You got it, man. You got it, man. And before we dive deep into it, just in case we've got some new viewers or new listeners, how about you and I take a moment and just quickly tell folks why we're qualified to be giving out this information? How about that?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. I'll go first. How about that? Or you want to go first? I'm happy.
No, you go first.
All right. So just in a nutshell, folks, I don't want to hold y'all up on getting the information. So I was born and raised here in the Morehead City, North Carolina area. Grew up here, and for years I was in the mobile home industry with my father, Wallace Connor. At one time, back into the 80s, he and his company had sold over 100,000 homes. Manufactured homes to people all across the nation. And so I grew up in the mobile home industry. I grew up in the housing industry, helping people get a home. And so the financing pretty much went away in that industry about 15 years ago. And I knew if I ever got out of manufactured housing or mobile homes, if you will, industry, I wanted to get into investing in houses. Interesting enough, 20 years ago, I started my first commercial development, and so we've done shopping centers as well, but most of our time has been investing in single-family houses. So the first 6 years of the business, Chaffee, as you know, I funded my deals at the local bank and mortgage companies, and then 2008, 2009, I was cut off with no notice, as most people were, from traditional lending. And so I was introduced to this wonderful world of private money. Since that time, never missed out on a deal because I didn't have the money. In the first 90 days, Chaffee, as you know, we raised over $2 million in less than 90 days to fund our deals. So actually, that was a blessing in disguise, being cut off from the banks. And so that's how I got into this world of, you know, private money, rehab. Almost 400 houses right now using private money. And then I discovered my true passion. About 7 year old Joy and I, we travel the nation. We do about a year. A lot of those with you, Chaffee, of course, at our own live events where we teach, train, motivate, and educate real estate investors that are either new, never done real estate deals, and or need funding for their deals and they're seasoned. But Chaffee, how about your background?
Well, Jay, I was born in Saigon. So I came over to this country back in the mid-70s, so I am a refugee. Since then, I am a legalized U.S. citizen, by the way. And so I grew up as a refugee, and we were on welfare. We were on food stamps. And so I'm ever grateful for those programs, and I believe there is a purpose for those programs, and there's a right way of using those, obviously, and obviously a wrong way as well. Regardless, though, I always grew up wanting more. I always grew up knowing that there was a lot more out there for me. My parents, however, were of the belief of that I should go to school, get good grades, and get a good job. And so that's what I did. I grew up and went to school and got a good job. I was in the corporate world for over 11 years as an engineer. And I was a certified project manager for 6 of those years. And so I had this experience of working with multi-million dollar teams and multiple different teams and different projects. And I thought, hey, this real estate thing, I could do that. You know, I could do a little rehab for a couple $100,000, no big deal. So I got started in real estate and guess what? Made some mistakes and learned some things along the way. So
like all of us,
nuts, right? And then I learned the right way how to do things. And so I started building my real estate business across the country. And I got to the same point where I was actually equity rich, cash poor. I was maxed out with banks, couldn't get any money. So I had to do exactly what you did, which was go out and raise private money. So I ended up raising over $5 million for different deals across the country. Unfortunately, I didn't have a program that you put together. I was just winging it, right?
Right.
So I know a lot of people do. And, you know, fortunately, you know, I didn't get into any kind of trouble, although I know you can get into trouble if you're not careful with that. So, and then through that real estate arena, I met you, obviously, a little bit over 9 years ago. Yep. And we've been kept in touch ever since then. And through that, I also found my true passion as well. And my true passion is coaching, success coaching, helping people grow their business, helping people have breakthroughs, for helping people get over some of their challenges or get through some of their challenges, and really achieving a high level of success. So I've been doing success coaching now for over a decade and continue to love it every single day.
Yeah. Well, speaking of breakthroughs, I've witnessed it. And just so everybody knows, you know, Chaffee is at all of my live events, real estate investing, personal development, et cetera. And I tell you what, every live event that we have, Chaffee, people experience the breakthroughs. They have big aha moments. You know, you and our wonderful team of coaches, we do the strategy sessions, you know, one-on-one. Of course, what folks can also take advantage of free at the end of the online class that we've given out. But yeah, Chaffee, I tell you what, it's just an honor to call you a friend and to be making a difference in people's lives together. I love you, brother.
Love you too. Thank you, Jay. Feelings reciprocated.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. So let's dive in. Let's talk about self-directed IRAs. So I tell you what, Chaffee, help me focus in here for our viewers and listeners. Help me break this down step by step, how to use retirement funds to fund your deals. So let me let you do the leading questions. How do you want me to start out?
Well, first of all, I want to, if you can go in and clarify, there are only a certain number of companies that will allow you to do this. When you go to one of the big companies, Fidelity, Ameritrade, Charles Schwab, they always tell you that they have a self-directed IRA, which you can only really use to buy their stocks or their mutual funds or anything like that. That's not what we're talking about, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. So when we talk about self-directed IRAs, as you said, we're not talking about going into a person, going into their retirement funds and actually pulling out their retirement funds and being able to still do business with wherever they've got their retirement funds. You know, it could be at a current employer or it could be a past employer that they still have their mutual funds and stocks and et cetera with that prior program. So there's just a few companies in the nation that are approved by the IRS, and they are also referred to as third-party custodians that are approved by the IRS. Here's how it works in step one. And I'm a private lender, by the way, myself, as you know, Chaffee. I do both sides of the business. I mean, what's wonderful about being a private lender, if you want to be involved in the real estate investing business totally passively, and you don't have to find deals and you don't have to, you know, rehab any houses and market and et cetera, which, by the way, is totally fun once you learn how to automate it, right? Which we'll be talking about in future podcasts. But if you just want to sit back home and collect checks and do nothing and be well protected, there's the world of private lending, you know, in a nutshell. But back to the self-directed IRAs. What you can do as an individual is you can take your current retirement funds. Now, let me give a little caveat here. If you are currently employed by a company and your retirement funds are still with that company, if you are not happy with the rates of return, Carol Joy and I, we've got right now 47 private lenders that are funding our deals. All right. By the way, folks, you don't need 47 private lenders. You know, I started out with one. Okay. You don't need almost $7 million that, you know, you're running from house to house or moving from house to house. But if you're with your employer now, and that's where your retirement funds are, and if you're not happy with the returns, you can ask your plan administrator. So there's something that we will put in the show notes. And that is, you know, step one, if you are currently employed, talk to your plan administrator of your retirement account or retirement funds, and even see if you have the option to transfer funds out, tax-free, of course, penalty-free, over to a self-directed IRA company. So back to the self-directed IRA companies. There's just a few in the nation that are approved by the IRS. So what you can do is either currently where you're employed or it's a retirement fund that's in the stock market or mutual funds or whatever. It's a vehicle. It's a way that you can move funds over tax-free, penalty-free, and truly self-direct those funds and be a private lender to the real estate investor. And I think, as you mentioned just a moment ago as well, Chappy, in using self-directed IRAs, you can use your retirement funds and actually be a real estate investor. You can invest to a house. You can invest in a house. You can, or commercial property. You can use the retirement funds to rehab the property if it needs rehabbing. And then all those profits are tax-free and penalty-free. So that's a beautiful thing. One beautiful thing about self-directed IRAs is that, as opposed to contributions, okay, which has an annual limit as to how much people can contribute annually, there's no limit to the profits, tax-free and penalty-free. So what you want to clear up on that first point first before we move forward?
Well, depending on your IRA, it's either tax-free or tax-deferred, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it can be Roth. It can be a Roth IRA. Right. It can be coming from a 401k. So any type of retirement funds apply to this strategy.
Which, and so most IRA accounts, the maximum contribution is, I think, between $5,000-$6,000, right around that range, per year. Opposed to investing in real estate and then getting profits, and those profits can then add to that amount without limit, right? So you can end up having 20, 30, 40,000 per year in your account or more, depending on how many profits you have, correct?
Exactly. For example, one of our private lenders from their retirement funds made $65,000 in 1 year, tax-free, penalty-free. I don't know how long this opportunity is going to be around, but, right. But now it's been around for a long time. It's been around for decades and decades and decades. Yeah, it's like one of the few strategies I know today that the government allows us to make unlimited profits and returns per year, tax-free and penalty-free. I mean, I don't know what else is out there.
If you left a company, like when I left my corporate job after 11 years, I had a 401k and a pension plan, and I was able to take both of those because I left the company and roll that over, convert it to a self-directed IRA. So
correct.
If you have a 401k or a pension plan from a company that you were previously at, and you're not attached to that company today, you can roll that over and then use that fund, those rolled over funds, to invest with you, right, Jay?
Exactly. That's it. So let's give out the company. Let's give out the contact information to the company that I've been doing business with ever since I learned about self-directed IRAs. Fact, Chaffee, I think I learned about this company and self-directed IRAs at the very first real estate investing event that you and I met each other as I'm thinking about it. Because that was my first real, when I met you, that uh-huh. was my first real estate investing seminar or conference that I'd been to. Now, let me go ahead and give out some advice to our viewers and listeners. Don't do what I did. And that is, the first 6 years of the business I was in, I did everything by what I'd learned in the mobile home business and reading books. All right. That's not the way to learn the business. My advice on that point is, get a mentor, get someone to work with that's already knows the business. So let's give out the name of the company. So the name of the company is Equity Trust. They're out of Ohio, and their website is www.trustetc.com. In fact, I'll just when we get through the show here, Chavvy, I'll put the website right here below my fingers, www.trustetc.com. All right. So, in fact, Chavvy, you have been around the folks from Equity Trust many, many times at my live events, because you're always at my live events, and right. of course, Equity Trust comes to my live events as well and talks and so. My experience for 9 years has been fantastic with Equity Trust. I'm a private lender by having my retirement funds at Equity Trust. And I also refer all my new potential private lenders, if they don't have a self-directed IRA account, to move their funds over to Equity Trust. Chavvy, what's your experience personally and otherwise been with self-directed IRAs?
Oh, it's been wonderful. Just like you said, it's, you know, one of the few methods that you can earn unlimited amounts of money tax-free or tax-deferred from the government. So definitely take advantage of that. And as you said, when your students or when your listeners attend your live events, you actually have a representative there that they can sit down with and have a discussion with and answer any questions and get that process started. So.
Exactly. And, you know, since our show is typically around 20 to 30 minutes, I don't have that much time to dive in deep. But also at every one of our, you know, live events that we do, not only is Equity Trust there and, you know, all the attendees get to network as well with, you know, the rep from Equity Trust. But I teach an entire session step by step at every one of my live events. I teach an entire session. You've been there, Chappie. You've seen it. As to step by step, exactly from step one to step 14, how to get your deals funded with a self-directed IRA company, and how to work with, you know, private lenders. And what I teach is, we as the real estate entrepreneur, we are sort of like the orchestra director, and you know, in putting the deal together and working together with the self-directed IRA company and your private lenders. In fact, Chaffee, let's give everybody right now an actionable item. And here's the deal. Over half of our private lenders that we have funding our business, our deals, over half of them are using their retirement funds. And what I did is, when talking with a new potential private lender, particularly someone what I call from the warm market, someone that I've got some kind of relationship with, and I teach other real estate investors the same thing. When I asked them, have they ever heard of self-directed IRAs? Of course they haven't. You know, even though Equity Trust has been around for decades and they've got in the tens of billions of dollars that they are a custodian for, most people have never heard of self-directed IRAs. And so when I say that to a new potential private lender, it's like, you know, deer in headlights, don't know what that is. So here's the actionable item, everybody, Chaffee, for us to share. I mean, if you want to be a real estate investor and you don't want to miss out on over half the funding available to you as a real estate investor, you definitely want to establish a relationship with a representative at a self-directed IRA company that you can then refer all of your new private lenders that may be interested to talk with that rep, find out what their options are. I mean, Chaffee, you know, a lot of times I'll have a three-way phone call of introduction, introducing a new one of my private lenders that wants to be in business with us and fund our deals, and they've got retirement accounts. Comments, Chaffee, on that piece?
No, that's a great piece of advice is getting a representative connection at one of these companies that can then help explain the process, how to get the money, the funds from one account to another, and really just handhold client or your prospect, your private lender through that, the process of getting that over so that they feel comfortable making sure that they know those steps.
So. Exactly. And plus, Chaffee, as you were saying that, I'm just reminded of the free online class that we told everybody about at the beginning of the show. I talk about self-directed IRAs in more detail on that free online class. And so let me encourage everyone that's viewing or listening in, after you go to jconnor.com/moneypodcast, at the end of that training, if you've got further questions about, you know, self-directed IRAs and how they work, Chaffee, let's give out my office number and people can just dial in and we'll be glad to answer any questions that may not have gotten answered on the online class. So our office number, and we'll put this in the show notes as well. In fact, at the end of it, I'll just have it. I'll put the numbers here right here on the screen if you're watching there on YouTube. So just dial in with any questions after you watch that free online class. 252-808-2927. 252-808-2927. Chaffee, we've run out of time on real estate investing and private money and all that, but we always don't want to end without giving some personal development, personal growth strategies. And I tell you what, on the previous episode, Chaffee, you shared with folks a book that had really had a major impact. And I know you're a bookaholic. I'm a bookaholic when it comes to personal development. How about share with our viewers and listeners a book that you really, really recommend in the personal development space?
The reason I recommend this book is that it's a very simple, easy read. As I said on the last episode, The Think and Grow Rich was the other book. And that book is over 200 pages with a ton of information, which I absorbed, although you kind of have to be ready to absorb that information in that book. This book is just a great story. It's a very easy read. You can finish it in an hour or two. Just sit down and with a cup of coffee and read it. And the book is Think and Grow Rich. I just mentioned that. The book is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And the reason I love this book is, one, it's just a story that really opens the mindset about money, how to use money, how to grow money. And it's simple and easy to understand that anybody that, even if you don't really want to dive into deep details, will get some huge aha moments from just understanding how to really apply money in your life. So Rich Dad, Poor Dad, great book.
Awesome. Awesome. Chaffee, I don't think I've shared this with you because, well, I couldn't have shared it with you. It just came out like last week.
Okay.
And we haven't talked about books over the past week. So there's this book that I'm just really into right now. I mean, I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. So the author's name is Hal Elrod. Hal Elrod came out with The Miracle Morning some years ago. And so he now has like a series of books, you know, Miracle Morning for this group, Miracle Morning for that group. Well, the book he's just come out with that I'm really into is called The Miracle Morning, What the Wealthy Do Before 8 a.m. So this is The Miracle Morning for Millionaires, or, you know, what they do. And anyway, I'll just go and give the bottom line, but you got to get the book. You got to get the book.
Okay.
So the wealthy, real quick, Hal Elrod had a really, really bad accident that he was in. And you probably know that story, Chaffee. But he was in a bad accident years ago. And so he studied, I mean, like pretty much died and was like totally gone almost. But anyway, he studied the celebrities and the wealthy as to what do they do in the mornings. And so he said, well, you know, this person does this technique. You know, this person does affirmations. You know, this person does exercise. He discovered six common things that people do that are wealthy in the morning. He says, what would happen if I did all six? What would happen if I did all six? And so the acronym is SAVERS. And so Hal started practicing all six of these strategies. And SAVERS stands for silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing or writing. You can't end SAVER with 2 hours, right? So scribing instead of reading, right? SAVERS. And so he's put it together in a way that you're able to do all six of those congruently back to back within 60 minutes in the morning. And he even goes into, oh, I don't have 60 minutes. Well, you know, he talks about that. But he even has a way you can boil it down to 6 minutes. You can practice each modality just 1 minute at a time. So that's the latest book that I'm in. Awesome. Anyway, Chaffee, man, you're awesome to have you on the show. Thank you for coming back again. Parting comments.
No, as we said before, make sure that you subscribe, rate, and comment below.
Awesome. Awesome. And again, if you're on YouTube, subscribe, give us a thumbs up. All right. And also, we'd love to hear where you're from. Put in there, you know, hey, you know, you're from Morehead City, North Carolina. And again, take care, take advantage of the free online training we got for you and the free strategy session, business session we have. So with that, folks, thank you for joining us here on another episode of the Jay Conner Show. Until the next show, here's wishing you all the best and taking your business to the next level. Bye for now.